Thanks, Dave.
Thanks, you guys. We're still good for Stone. Okay. We are back. Are we? Good morning. We're back live for the admin portion of the commission's regularly scheduled meeting. I call the admin meeting to order. We have a few items on consent. I move passage of those items.
Second.
We have a motion and second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Motion approved.
Okay. Thank you, Daryl. Next is discussion matters. Randy, you have one item on here, the audit findings.
Yeah, and I was just having a discussion with counsel. I'm not sure it should be because it just kind of occurred to me. I think audits are typically, from the auditor's perspective, are confidential until they're released. So I don't know if we need to separate this out into a work session that might not be broadcast to discuss it or what, and I'll let Alana state it for herself. I think if she had a little time to look it up, I didn't really give her any time.
Yeah, I didn't think of it, and Commissioner Christman just mentioned it, so at this moment in time, I don't know the answer. I have to look up the basis for it and then determine it, but I did suggest that if you schedule a work session, that would give it a little time, and also you don't normally broadcast work sessions on internal things, so.
That works for me. I think that we have a work session scheduled at 1:30 this afternoon.
No.
Yeah, we do. A personnel meeting. Okay. And so we could schedule one maybe for 1 o'clock. I would be available at 1 if you wanted to do one before that.
Yeah, I'm fine.
To talk about this item.
Yeah, or I don't know how long it would take to look it up, even before lunch, if it doesn't take long to look it up. Either way is fine with
sure.
me.
Sure. I'll defer to Alana if she wants to 1. Or
if you have 1 o'clock available, it's probably safer to have one to go with 1 o'clock just to be sure.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. So
sorry
we will,
about that.
We will
didn't think of it till now.
An item if I can.
Okay, for discussion?
For discussion.
All right.
Just would be a quick update. Pat and I were talking about the FEMA exercise I talked about last week, July 12th. It's over at Department of Emergency Services. I notified MDU, Otter Tail, Excel, and requested them to comply. MDU had already been involved in the Montana exercise, so they're well aware of what's going on, but everything's under control. I'm not able to make it because I'll be over at the telephone discussion, and I think that's where you guys probably will be too, but just to let you know, that's tracking.
Very good.
That was it.
Okay.
And, Pat, you said you and Vic are going to go? Anybody's welcome to go. If I don't, Jack, you wanted to go, or Lon or somebody, too. It's just an exercise. And I don't know exactly how it'll play out, but it'd just be nice to get the after action of it.
Okay. I'd also add one item, and that is more kind of just a reminder, but next Thursday, the 14th, we have scheduled a review of legislative proposals. Just wanted to highlight that to staff that we should be trying to advance some of these concepts from just discussion to actual legislative language so we can start looking at them, reading them, and having them ready to share with stakeholders, et cetera. So just a heads up that that's a week from Thursday that we're going to be reviewing all the concepts again, and hopefully we can, make some progress on some of what we've talked about in the past. And then for commissioners too, if there's things that we have on our agenda item, in our thoughts, things that we want to address, we should get those going so that we can make some progress this summer and have some of our items finalized by early fall and well advance of the session.
Madam Chair, we held that day as a personnel discussion time. Are we still holding that? Just the three of us kind of held it because we weren't sure if we'd need it or not. And since we're having that meeting today, I didn't know if you still want us to hold that.
That afternoon.
Yeah.
Yes.
Of which day?
The 14th. Right. That's still a hold.
Okay.
Okay. I don't have any more items for discussion. Does anybody else have discussion items to add? It haven't been identified ahead of time. Randy?
No.
Nope. Okay.
But I have to be in Plaza by 5 o'clock on that day.
For the 100th anniversary celebration.
Yes.
Okay. I'm just looking at the schedule here. Okay. All right. Then we can move down to scheduling, which we have the formal hearing, PSC versus Quest, and the FERC Alliance Pipeline reschedule. That was supposed to be today, but they're filing a final proposed settlement today. So we didn't think it was worthwhile to have a discussion in advance. We should look at that and be prepared to discuss what our comments might be in response to what they filed. So Jack needs some time to look at that. So that's why that 1:30 was canceled, and we'll reschedule it for later this month. So first, though, the PSC versus Quest complaint. I've heard some potential dates, and I have to say offhand, it's discouraging to me that it's so far in advance. And I don't know what's driving that schedule, but it seems like this is lingering on an awfully long time before we're getting some resolution to some of these issues. But perhaps, Sarah, you can shed some light on that today in terms of what the dates are and why, and we can get this thing scheduled.
Well, there's two reasons from my understanding as to why the proposed dates for the hearing are so far out there. One is that advocacy staff and their attorney are in potential discussions with the company, and there is some hope that they can reach some kind of agreement. So they want some time to allow for those potential discussions to see if there's some resolutions that can be made versus having a hearing at all. So part of it is to allow for potential discussions, and then part of it is just availability and a time that everybody is available for a hearing.
And the dates you're proposing for today, are they in December?
Correct, yes.
Well, I do appreciate giving some time for discussion, but 6 months, that is a heck of a lot of time. And this was started, I remember thinking last year that we shouldn't wait any longer than Labor Day to start moving forward if things hadn't been worked out. And here we are already talking about a hearing well after a year beyond when I thought we'd already waited a long time. So
it's kind of like, if I could, Madam Chair, it's kind of like the call before you dig stuff that staff tries to work it out, and not until we actually get a hearing do things move. So
right.
I would echo your concerns, and I think we'd just pick a date.
Maybe we should take their phones away until they get it worked out. Go faster.
Whatever discussion they're going to have.
October, would cutting that time in half, September, October, was there no potential time when everybody could get together in those months? September, October?
Not that I'm aware of. I'm kind of on the tail end of this, but I'm not aware of any potential dates.
It is tough because I will say this, as frustrated as I am with how long this is taking, we don't know what advocacy staff is working on, and if it involves transfer of services to different companies or something, that could involve someone getting loans. I would understand where it could be complex if they're working on something big, but we don't know whether they're working on something big. If it's just a commitment to add one more employee, then I'm not in favor of waiting month after month after month for that kind of an agreement. But if it's something of significance that really does take that long, then I would be more understanding of it. But
well, what if
I guess all I can really do is have trust in our advocacy staff. That
what if we picked a date in October, like Commissioner Kalka is suggesting, just pick some other potential dates, and if things are still, we have postponed hearings before. If there's pending negotiations or whatever, and we could just have to postpone it if they've made progress or are right in a sensitive time. Pat?
As far as advocacy staff,
that's... Are you advocacy staff on this?
Yes.
Okay.
And, you know, what we're working on with the company should not affect the date that you're choosing for the hearing.
Okay.
We will work when we can on it. And the main reason that you're looking at December is because of Mitch's schedule. That's practically the only reason.
Didn't he say, like, didn't he offer up November as the earliest and then we had the date thing? I vaguely recall something like, not before November, but I don't remember exactly, so I defer to you.
And perhaps Sarah knows more about November dates from Mitch.
I thought that was an earlier thought, and that went by the wayside.
I don't know.
It doesn't strike, and I appreciate Mitch, and I appreciate his work, but from a public standpoint, that doesn't seem very defensible, that you're waiting for your attorney's schedule to clear up before you can address issues that have been lingering for them for months, if not years. So is there other alternatives? Can Mitch get one of his associates to help with this case and bring them up to speed? Or
I think it's usually like whatever we push back like this to the attorneys, they figure something out. Just like we do with the ALJs. We say, listen, we're not going to be held to your schedule. Figure something out.
Yeah.
And then just go back to Mitch and say, we need an earlier date. And I bet something breaks free.
Well, one of the, and we'll certainly do that, whatever you want to do with Mitch. One of the other issues was like trying to find 3 days, thinking it would take 3 days. And then we kind of said, well, we don't have to have 3 days in a row. We can have 1 day. If we push people, then sure. Maybe another day, and then maybe another day. We've done that before. Also, we can have a different ALJ. So there are, you know, even two different ALJs.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be the same one. So there are options. I just don't have the details. I just remember a few emails about, you know, time frames, and I thought there was some discovery going on also, but I could be mistaken, which has deadlines, I mean, response time frames. But Pat would know more than
but,
me.
But if there were any discovery going on, should that change the hearing date? Each hearing date that the commission decides on?
Only if the advocacy staff needs the information from the discovery to produce the case, which I don't have any knowledge of where that's at. That's a Mitch and you kind of analysis. But we can pick 2 dates or something and we'll take it back.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and do that. Let's pick a couple dates in October and see. I just pulled up the 13th and the 14th. Brian, I don't know. OMS meeting on the 13th, is that something that you'll be gone for on
no,
October?
No, I usually call into those. Or that's the annual meeting, so, but no, I'll call in. Given our travel concerns, I'm calling in almost all these now.
Does the 13th and 14th work for you, Randy?
It does.
I guess, excuse me.
I'm actually planning on being out the 10th through the 14th in October. Sorry.
It's advocacy star witness.
Are you a witness?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about the 6th? 6th and 7th?
I have something on the 6th, but I'm available on the 7th if we wanted to divide them into...
Same thing?
Different days. I mean, different days that aren't back-to-back.
Right.
Could go the 7th and the 10th.
3rd and 4th either.
3rd, 4th.
Nor do I.
Okay, 3rd and 4th.
3rd, 4th,
7th. Let me throw those out. 3rd, 4th, and 7th are all open on our calendars.
So should we do that third day? Because originally the company had said 3 days. And so there was a thought, well, let's try and do it in 2, but reserve a third day. If need be.
I'd be willing to do that.
Okay. So we'll set it up for the 3rd, 4th, and 7th.
Okay.
Okay.
Does it work?
Well, it does, and I'm just thinking of the timeline here. I'm kind of with you on that. I think we need to discuss it more and see if these attorneys can move it up sooner than December. But to just pick days, if she's got trials scheduled for that day, maybe it has to be some different days in October or something. So do we pick these days, set them aside on our calendars and run them by, but maybe not do the newspaper notices, sure, and things that are costly.
Right. That would not be done until this is formally issued by the commission. And so the first thing we'll do is get back to you with whether these dates are doable.
And so we can readdress it at another meeting and still have time to get the notice out, I think, right?
Right. Yes. I think the idea at this point is just to reserve those dates so they are available.
Okay.
If they work for everyone else as well.
The 10th and 11th, if we want to throw out some other dates to facilitate. You're gone. That's right. Sorry, Stace. I'm available on the 20th and the 21st as well. I don't know how your calendars look, those dates.
I am too.
Fine by me.
Want to throw
teacher's break for just so you know.
October 20th and 21st.
But yeah, I'm available.
Thank you for alternatives.
Okay. Well, let's throw those out.
Even 17th and 18th, I got nothing going.
I'm in Chicago those dates.
Okay.
Yeah, 20th, 21st,
and I am also the 24th and 25th.
You're available?
Mm-hmm.
That one I got to go to an SPP meeting face-to-face.
Okay. All right, well, you've got some options there. Mm-hmm. See if we can get it moved up to those and put a little bit more urgency on this, getting this matter kind of wrapped up. Okay. So that's number one. Number two, work session. Jack, what did we talk about for the time frame for this work session with the FERC and Alliance?
In my discussions, I believe that settlement should be filed in fairly short order. Maybe today, I'm guessing by the end of this week at the very latest. We did discuss dates for filings and initial comments, if we so choose to do them, would be by August 5th.
Okay.
And then there would be the opportunity for reply comments as well.
So I think you and I, did we talk about like the 28th and 29th as a potential date for a work session?
Yes, that's what I recall.
Okay. All right, or the 1st. The 1st, would that work? The 1st of August?
Tied up here. No, that one I know is bad.
That's bad? Oh, yeah, that's right here.
28th doesn't work for me, but the 29th does.
So I'm traveling that weekend, 29th to the 2nd.
And the 27th, I think I'm just getting...
27th is Nayrook.
Yeah.
Well, the 28th, I could in the morning. This isn't a
right, it's all not day a long thing. You available on the 28th?
Yeah, if I'm traveling, I'll just call in.
Yeah, and
that's one that we can.
I might have to call in too, but we could do that by phone. Okay, so the 28th at what time, Randy?
Well, the earlier the better, but one of you or both of you might have travel coming back from Nehru, because I don't know how late your schedules are, so it doesn't have to be real early, but
like 9:30.
That would be great.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, let's say 9:30 on the 28th. Does that work, Jack? Okay. All right. July 28th at 9:30 for number two on our agenda. Okay. Do we have...
I just thought, yes, could we go through just to make sure that I'm all square and what we're going to be talking with people and budget stuff? So we have today at 1:30, we've got a personnel discussion, right?
Yep.
And that's what we talk about... And the next one, we have the hold on the 14th in the afternoon. And that'll be decided today at our meeting if we need that one or not?
Yeah.
Okay. And then?
Well, yeah, we need that one.
Okay. Okay, but then I would just say let's just schedule it then, the 14th.
Oh, have we not? Oh.
No, because we just have a hold on.
Oh, okay.
That was my point. It's just a hold for the 14th. I don't care, but I just want to schedule it. Just trying to figure out what's going where.
Right. So I think that... What time do you need to leave, Randy, that day?
Gosh, it's been so long.
That's the plaza.
It's got to be 2.5 hours up there.
Oh, Plaza? It's not even, that's before Minot. You turn south
a
little
bit. Yeah, you turn there south of Max.
It's not very far from south.
I can't remember how far west you have to go.
It's though. Not more than 2 hours, Plaza. Because that's, yeah, that's pretty close.
I just figured two and a half because you want to get there and schmooze a little bit beforehand.
Yeah. It would be nice if I could get out of here by 2:30. But
okay. Well, let's finalize these this afternoon when we can talk through the point of them and the purpose. And
okay.
What,
as long as
why,
we do it then.
We need them for.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Sounds good.
That's fine.
Anything else? And so we've got the 1 o'clock, you're going to notice the 1 o'clock work session. And then we've got the 1:30 personnel discussion where we're going through everybody's the proposed raises from the directors and settling that all out. And then we will settle up a plan on the other personnel and budget issues. And that's it, right, for this afternoon?
Yeah, I was just trying to, yep.
Okay, sounds good. We are adjourned.